This is episode 1913 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you in the final episode of the series we've been exploring this week of peaceful sleep. In today's episode, you will be guided in the all-important reflection meditation that we do together at the very end of every single weekly series. We focus on a particular theme for an entire week. And as today ends our series for a peaceful sleep, you'll reflect back over your week. This is a valuable process that you are encouraged to do even every day. As you go to sleep, if you could think back over your day and think about the high moments you had and also those moments that maybe brought you down feeling kind of low. Or maybe there are things that you did throughout the week that you wish you would have done differently. So you've learned some new lessons. And it's so important to acknowledge and become aware of the highs and lows and lessons of your week, because this is how you improve your life. And when you do this kind of practice before you go to bed at night, or at least once a week, maybe at the end of the series as we're doing today, you begin to notice patterns in your life. And this allows you to switch things up and to enhance those areas where you might need a little more support, and to value the times when you felt uplifted and the skills that you have that got you to those places where maybe you solved a problem or you were able to pull yourself out of some kind of stressful situation. Whatever it is that you've experienced throughout the week, this awareness is priceless. So as you go through this reflection meditation, keep in mind how what you did may have impacted your quality of sleep. So this includes how peaceful you felt throughout the week. When you sit down to meditate, you might be thinking that this is your chance to calm your mind and body. And it definitely is your time to be doing that. But the moments you live up to that point are just as valid. They are just as vital. So when you begin to live more consciously and aware of your emotions and how you're managing your emotions and stress in your life, you will find your peace. So when things seem to go wrong, or you feel really distracted, or you feel really anxious or fearful or doubtful, or maybe you're grieving, those times when you're not feeling so balanced, so strong in yourself, when you've cultivated a practice of reflecting on your highs and lows of the week or of each day, if you do this as a daily ritual, then you will find that you are able to gain a much better perspective on your life in general. So there's no shame or no guilt, no regrets as you look back over your week or over your day. Just awareness, just noticing what really happened and how you truly responded, not making any excuses, or bringing a lot of drama into a certain situation. Just noticing, yes, this happened and this is how I handled it and I'm really proud of myself for handling it this way. It worked out really well. Or when I did that, it didn't go so well. I wish I would have done something else instead, or next time I'll do things differently. I've heard from many of you that you started to do this weekly reflection and it was incredibly valuable for you. I'm so pleased to hear that because I know that for myself and for many other people I know who do this kind of daily reflection, they say it is the cornerstone for how they live their life, for feeling as though they are able to ground themselves in the midst of life's storms. Throughout this week's series, I've encouraged you to do a little challenge, and your challenge was to keep a dream journal. And I'm wondering how you're doing with that. Have you been recording your dreams? I want to mention that today I had to undergo anesthesia for a procedure I had done. And as I was coming out of the anesthesia, I had the best dream. It was such a vivid dream, and I didn't have any paper or anything at the time to write it down, but I still remember it. I wanted to remember every moment of that dream. In fact, I almost didn't even want to wake up. And I noticed that I've had this dream 3 times this week. You may find some similarities for yourself. I've done this before where I've maintained a dream journal, and what I have inevitably discovered is that in doing so, I tend to have the same dream again and again. It's as if this dream begins to have meaning for me, and it's a good dream. So think about the dreams you've had this week and notice if you determine any patterns. So I encourage you to do this as you settle yourself down to meditate. Go back over your week and reflect on your highs and your lows. And also, if you've been keeping this dream journal, reflect back over the dreams you've been having and keep the dream journal going. Maybe do it for a few more weeks. Maybe it's something you weave into your daily ritual. So as you close your eyes and get ready to meditate, think about what were your most peaceful moments this week. Take note of those moments, just hitting on the highlights of your week, not going through every single day, just noticing what stands out, what worked, what created peace. Think about how you came to that moment where you felt this peace, what triggered it, what led up to it. And think about the times when you felt agitated or irritated. And think about how you could have done things differently or managed your emotions in a different and better way. Reflect on these highs and lows of the peace you experienced this week and how it helped you sleep. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Peaceful Sleep series with you. And the full half-hour guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app, where you receive a weekly journal customized for the theme of the week, as well as a slowdown guide that goes hand in hand with the journal and the week's series. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.